Right from the first day itself, I never built a building. I was completely into CAD.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of CAD Talk. My name is Jörg Lantsch, and in this podcast, we are talking about computer-aided design, from software to hardware, and from actual technology to future developments. Today, my guest is Rakesh Rao, who is co-founder and director of DesignSense Software, a CAD company based in Bengaluru, India. Hello, Rakesh. It's in the evening. Also, we are recording here in the afternoon. I hope you're fine.
Hello. Hello, yeah. Great. I'm doing great. I hope you do.
Let's start with, you founded your company DesignSense in 2013, I think, and are, among other activities, you're the distributor for BricsCAD in India. But besides your company, or before you founded your company, you've been into the CAD business for many years. Perhaps tell a little bit about your personal history and background.
All right. Yes. DesignSense was indeed founded in the year 2013 along with two other partners. But I have been doing CAD right from 1990 onwards. That is when I graduated from school and, you know, got into my, you know, CAD career. So I'm actually a civil engineer by qualification, but I started my career with an Autodesk reseller in India in the year 1990. And then I worked for 2 years, and then I worked in the Middle East for a German company. I got into, you know, developing software, and that is when this bug of writing Lisp routines and improving productivity for CAD users hit me. And from then on, you know, I've been writing Lisp code for literally every application. So initially, I focused more on mapping, surveying, and GIS. But over many years, then I also got into the general CAD, you know, doing automation for manufacturing, for infrastructure, for civil architecture, and all.
That's a good point. You told me that the motto of your company is work smarter, not harder. So that's what, when you talk about automation, right?
That's right. Okay. Yes. So automation always, you know, enables you to do things the smarter way than to do the hard way.
And as you told, it's you're writing Lisp routines and selling them. Yes, if I understand right, you have two packages. One is in civil engineering, where your educational background is from, and the other is, so that's GeoTools, and the other is CAD Power. And Power means automation, right?
For many years, I was writing Lisp code for just about any company that came to me and asked me to write Lisp codes. And then when I realized I had enough Lisp routines with me, I thought I must package it into a product and supply it to companies with a brand and a product name. So that is how GeoTools was born in the year 1999. And like I told you, I started with geographical data and geographical programming. So GeoTools came first. And in the year 2010, when I had enough general purpose tools, I decided to launch CAD Power as a focused productivity tool for general CAD users. And it was all written earlier for the AutoCAD platform.
And yes, we talked about the Indian market, BricsCAD. You're selling BricsCAD in India. But as you mentioned before, your tools, you're selling them worldwide. And as, if I understand you right, those the revenue is mainly outside India. You're selling it in Australia and US and in Europe, of course.
That's right. We started selling it primarily outside India because at that time, you know, the whole idea of productivity was already mature in foreign countries, but not so much in India. Later, once we started selling BricsCAD in India, we also got into selling GeoTools and CAD Power in India. And today, even India is equally into this productivity game. A lot of companies in India also need productivity now. So today we are selling it all over the world, including in India.
Perhaps it's interesting for our audience. You're the first guest outside of Europe. We have a lot of German guests in our podcast and all over Europe. but you're the first from Asia. Tell our
thank you. Thank you very much. My honor.
Tell our audience a little bit about the market in India. It's the largest country in the world by population. So it must be a huge market. Everybody needs a building to live in and streets and everything. How is the cut market in India?
The Indian market is unique and different from the other foreign Western markets. It's a huge market, no doubt, but it's a very cost-sensitive market. And that's because India itself is a relatively lower cost offshoring center. So the market, the users in India are very demanding, and the kind of productivity enhancements they ask here in India are also very unique. We don't see such requests coming from the overseas markets. So it's a very unique and different market.
Okay. So, but your sales approach for, let's say, in Europe, in the US, it must be much different from the one when you sell your tools and BricsCut in India, right?
To some extent, yes. But there are some common elements between selling anywhere, doesn't matter where. But yes, some of the aspects of selling within India and outside India are different. The way you address the customer, the way you explain the features, and the way you set expectations, goals, and so on. Okay.
And I don't know if I mentioned it already, but your own packages are available in a lot of different languages, I think 6 or 7, including German. And so tell us a little bit how you're approaching the market in Europe, especially.
All right. So the reason why we went into multiple languages is because we wanted to have a footprint in Europe other than, just in English-speaking countries. And also, by the year 2008, I became a very intimate BricsCut partner. I used to interact with BricsCut Belgium on almost on a weekly basis. I used to keep tabs on what they're doing, and our product was running on different platforms. And we started getting customers from Italy, France, Portugal, and so on. So that is when I decided that I must translate the software into more languages, so that being a partner for a European company in India, it also makes sense that I have my product running on multiple languages. So we started with German, Spanish, and Portuguese, Brazilian. And just a couple of months back, we also decided to launch the Italian and French versions. And that's work in progress. We hope to release that in June 2025.
Okay. I keep my fingers crossed. And you said you worked for an AutoCAD company and now are selling BricsCut. One of the main differences is that, besides the pricing, is that you're still able to buy the software, as Autodesk only allows to have a software as a service or a rental idea behind it. What do you think, and from your point of view as the guy who's selling the software, what do the customers say in India, in Europe, worldwide?
In India, people definitely love perpetual licenses. Rental licenses are really frowned upon here. They don't like it. About overseas customers, I think it's a mixed bag. We have probably 70%, 75% of customers asking for perpetual licenses, but 25% of them are pretty okay having subscription licenses as well. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a mixed bag. And going forward, I see that more and more users will be open to the idea of subscription licenses as well.
Good. So you're partnering with Mavisoft. And yes, I understand that you know the company quite for a long time. Mavisoft is a company who sponsors this podcast. And tell us a little bit about the history you have with Mavisoft and of the future, what is coming up.
Okay, so my interaction with Mavisoft goes back almost 10 years from now. That was the time when Mr. Uwe Redmer was running the company. And I used to meet him every year in the BricsCut conference in Europe. So I know the company pretty well. And once Mr. Dirk Redmer took over the company, you know, I started interacting with him. Many conversations later, we decided that we need to get into more serious business. And that is how we agreed that we're going to sell GeoTools and Cat Power in Germany. And this happened maybe like 6 to 9 months back. We signed the agreement to sell GeoTools and Cat Power. And today we are hard to see the light of the day to make it happen.
And when we talk about Navisoft, I always, we had Dirk Redmer here as a guest as well when he introduced the Katsoma platform. And I think you're selling via Katsoma as well. Tell us a little bit about the experiences you have with this platform.
Well, Katsoma is a great idea. I think it's one of the most unique ideas to have a dedicated CAD store. But I also think that it's an idea which is much ahead of its time. So we might have a little bit of lag or waiting period before people start using it in large numbers. But like any new idea, you know, it's definitely going to happen. So we have listed our product on Katsoma, and we have indeed got a couple of leads from there. And I'm sure going forward, you know, we will be looking at significantly higher closures coming from Katsoma as well, in addition to the traditional forms of marketing and selling.
If we talk about traditional forms and the future, social media is always a big thing. Of course, we are doing a podcast right now, which is social media in a way. What else do you think is important or will be important, or where the importance will rise in the future?
Well, the most important thing for us would be to stay engaged with the customer and ensure that we create software that really saves them time. Now, how you make it, how you popularize it, whether through podcasts or through social media or through direct marketing or word of mouth or meetings, that's, you know, secondary. Once you have a good product, then software sells automatically. And we want to be able to localize the product and have it really relevant for German users. And that is what we are, you know, aiming to do.
Good. So a note for our German users or the German listeners to our podcast. Of course, link to Rake's website will be in the show notes, or perhaps to the Katsoma entrance of Rakesh Design Sense. Okay, Rakesh, that was quite an interesting conversation. I hope you enjoyed it, and thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jörg. It was great to be in this podcast, and I look forward to many more.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, and to our audience, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm always open to your feedback. Just let me know what you think, what you like, what we could improve. The easiest way is to send me an email to info@cuttalk.de. If you have suggestions about topics we should cover in the future or potential guests, I'm happy to hear back from you. And for the last point, do me a favor and do yourself a favor and hit the click or subscribe button in your podcast player so you won't miss the next episode of Cut Talk. For today, I say goodbye and until next month.